Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National 3D Day, which is the third day of the third week in March. It's also National Backyard Day. It's National Certified Nurses Day, National Let's Laugh Day. And let's just look. I want to pick one more. Oh, well, no, two more. Spring begins today. Happy spring, everyone. And it's also National Chocolate Caramel Day. I saw an ad over the weekend, this Ghirardelli, these squares with the caramel in them. And I'm not a huge candy person. I don't really like candy. It's so sweet. And I am, in my old age, when I was younger, actually, I was much more of a savory person than I was a sweet person. As I've gotten older, though, I have started to like sweet things more, but I still haven't gotten to the point where I really love candy. And what I mean by candy is just sugar, just basically sugar stuff that doesn't have anything else in it. I need some pastry or some cake or some kind of texture, some kind of otherness other than just, you know, melted sugar, basically. So I never was a person to eat Starburst or like to... Would you say eat? To suck on Starburst, Skittles, Now and Laters, or Now-a-Laters is what we used to call them. I don't even remember what we used to call them, but, you know, they're little things that I don't even know if they still... I've talked about this before, but I don't even know if they still make them today. But anyway, so I never was that person. Now I do, and ice cream is another one of those which is mostly sweet, and you don't really have anything to break that up. Although I do love ice cream now. I am a big ice cream. When I'm not dieting, I will have a pint of Häagen-Dazs in the freezer. And at night, I'll just go get a couple of scoops and eat it. But I'm not doing that at the moment. But these Ghirardellis, they're actually pretty good. You snap into them. And then there's this caramel, this gushy caramel inside of them. It's nice. So anyway, we have a text here that I forgot to read on yesterday's show. Gary in Portland says, you were talking about countries you have been to. You have been there. So Gary gives no context. This is the no context text message from Gary as he's listening to an episode. So to explain to everyone who doesn't remember, or maybe I have a brand new listener. By the way, you can text me with no context tweets at 479-221-9393. You can also call and leave a voicemail at the same number, but you can also text. So last week I was talking about, Joe and Dallas had asked a question about what places have I visited and what were places that I have not visited that I would like Mark and I to visit together. And apparently I forgot Amsterdam is a place that I have gone before. And so Gary he just texted and literally just the word Amsterdam. And that was all the text said. Now he's responding. And I'm like, why did you just say Amsterdam, Gary? He's saying, because you were talking about countries you have been to, you have also been to Amsterdam. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that clarification. I will now mark this one as red. I'm still having a little bit of trouble breathing because I'm still sick, but hopefully I'm getting better. So if you guys are hearing me breathe heavy, I apologize. I'm trying to be as upbeat as possible here in this recording, but I am still sick. So we were talking about Saturday, so I'm going to go back to that. I do remember where we were. So we had checked in. I got my hair cut. We checked into the hotel. We started playing Pokemon. And the area where the hotel, the Moonrise Hotel, and the, I think it was called the Pageant, I think, in St. Louis. But anyway, the theater is right next to the hotel. So we check into the hotel, we go up to our room, we put everything away, and then it's time to play Pokemon because the event was happening from 2 to 5, and at this point it was already after 3. And Mark was able to play while I was getting my hair cut, and so he already had got 3 or 4 shinies, but I had no shinies. and I had no steps. And I'm trying to get 10,000 steps a day as part of my fitness routine. And so I was like, okay, well, let's go out and walk around. They have this walk that it's like that Hollywood, in Hollywood where they have the stars. It's like that. Now, what I don't know is if the St. Louis one is actually people, I'm going to say, is the St. Louis Walk of Fame people who are actually from Missouri? It's called the Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis. It is in St. Louis, and it does honor notable individuals who were born in, lived in, or it could be anyone born in, lived in, or had significant ties to St. Louis or the state of Missouri. The inductees are not limited to those who were born in the area, but include those who have made significant contributions to the culture and heritage of St. Louis and Missouri. This can encompass a wide range of fields, including the arts, sciences, sports, and public service. Each inductee has a star and a plaque embedded in the sidewalk along Del Mar Boulevard, which is where my hotel was, with information about their achievements and connection to the region. The Walk of Fame aims to celebrate the diverse contributions of individuals who have shaped the cultural and historical landscape of St. Louis and beyond. Okay, well, there you go. But it's nice. There are lots of restaurants. There's a diner that we had brunch in on Sunday. It was good. I mean, it's a retro-looking diner. It's called the Peacock Diner. I think it's called the Peacock Diner, I believe so. They have a neon sign that's got a big peacock on it. And apparently it won an international award for neon signs. First of all, who knew that there was an international award for neon signs? Like, nobody would know. But they have a big sign that says, award-winning neon sign, you know, on the Peacock Diner. So bottom line is, and there are a lot of restaurants, blah, 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 blah. We walked up and down that road for about an hour because I was trying to get steps and catch my shiny Pokemon, which I was able to do. I think I got 4. Mark had probably 10 or something, but 4 was enough. There are only 3 evolutions of this particular Pokemon, so 3 shinies gets me a shiny of each version, which is fine. Hi, my name is Ray. And so we did that, and then there was a grocery store that had a lot of Asian foods, which was very interesting to me because I haven't been to a lot of Asian grocery stores. And for Mark, it's very, reminds him of home. And there are a lot of things in there that he ate when he was growing up. And so he's like, oh, we were just going to stop and get a snack because we were going to see the Mateo Lane show and then eat dinner after that. And so we go in there and I am feeling like dog shit at this point. I mean, but, and I guess it was because we walked around. Maybe my medicine was wearing off. Like, I was sick all weekend. And like I said, I'm still sick. But so anyway, I'm just feeling horrible. And I'm trying to find a Diet Mountain Dew. But they just have all these, not even Asian, but they just have a lot of hipster drinks. You know, I don't even know, but just weird bottles of things. Like, they had like pomegranate juice and like, it wasn't Asian stuff at all, that I know of, but it was just like, it wasn't what I was looking for. But they had these packaged desserts that were like these pound cake looking things that looked so good. And I was kind of hungry at that point. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to get a package of this. Mark found a couple of things that he wanted to buy. I found some ramen noodles that were like authentic ramen noodles. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy those and take them home. So that next time I make noodles, or like, I don't really make ramen, but anytime next time I make a stir fry dish that I have noodles with, I'm going to use these. So I bought those. But at the end, I was like, Boyfie, I don't feel good. We've got to like hurry this up and go back to the hotel. So we did. So we went back to the hotel. And that's the point that he said, you cannot do your Peloton tomorrow. You need to rest and get better. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I just laid down for an hour and a half because we had a couple of hours before the Mateo Lane concert. And we got dressed and everything. And then walked out our door and the theater is right next to the hotel. So we didn't even have to cross any roads or anything. It's just like literally right there. And there was a line, like a long line. And so we get into line. We didn't have to wait that long, maybe 15 minutes or something. 10 minutes, something like that. I think the line was long because they had a whole like metal detector. Then they check your ticket. Then they check your ID and stamp your hand. I guess because they serve alcohol in the theater. I'm not really sure. But anyway, because there were people underage in there. So he didn't even look at my ID, folks. I know I don't look 18. I know that. But it makes me feel good when people check my, or 21, whatever. I don't, how old do you have to be to drink? It's been so long. 21. I know that I don't look that young. I realize that. But when, now that I'm at that age where people aren't even checking my ID, I'm like, dang it, just check my ID. Make a boy feel good. A man feel good about himself. So anyway, we go in. We were in our seats. I thought they were relatively good seats, but the stage was so high and we had floor seats. We were like looking up at Mateo Lane, like, because the stage was like above us. But we were in the fifth row. So, I mean, you know, that was good. But we were angling our necks for the whole evening. But his opener was good. He was very good. I really find Mateo Lane to be, first of all, he's very cute. And I find him to be really funny. We both laughed a lot. It was about an hour and a half show, something like that. And we had a really good time. Mark enjoyed it. I would, if Mateo Lane is in your area, I would recommend. The material was not, there was some material that is not in his YouTube and Instagram videos. So if you go, you are going to see new stuff that he hasn't, you know, shared online. So that was good. And then I was feeling better because my Dayquil had kicked back in. And so I'm like, well, let's go get food. And so we found a taco place, Mission Taco, that we went to have a couple of tacos for a late dinner. And that was our Saturday. So we'll end it there. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.